So I'm Liz Dimmitt, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Fairgrounds and the managing partner of Dimmitt Chevrolet.
Years in St. Pete?
So I was born and raised in Dunedin, and after 18 years living in New York City, I've been back working in St. Pete for 2 years, but I live up in Bel Air. St. Pete's thriving art scene is really one of the reasons I moved home from New York.
Organizations involved in?
I personally work with the Factory St. Pete, Love for Lawrence, the Sarasota Museum of Art, and the Zoo Tampa Foundation. Fairgrounds works with the St. Pete Art Alliance, Keep St. Pete Lit, the Tampa Bay Business Committee for the Arts, OK Transmit, Behar Petronex Architecture, and lots of others.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Getting to work alongside and learn from the teams at Fairgrounds and Dimmitt Chevy. No two of my days look alike, and I really love that. And I'm grateful to support these teams in the work that we do.
Why St. Pete?
We chose to base Fairgrounds in St. Pete because of its dynamic and thriving creative community. St. Pete has a wonderful city leadership that values and supports the arts. And I'm continually impressed with the sort of how can I help spirit of local government, business leaders, and the creative community. We're also committed to supporting the arts community around Tampa Bay as a whole.
So what's one habit that you keep?
I write thank you notes and postcards.
Can you say who are some people that influence you?
So many, but our team at Fairgrounds, I learn from them and laugh with them every day. Some St. Pete people that come to mind are Kristen Shepherd and Catherine Pill of the Museum of Fine Arts St. Pete, Dr. Hank Hine of the DALI, my husband, Piers Davies, artists Katie Tully, Chad Mize, and Yala Ford, Susanna Weymouth of the Tampa Bay Business Committee for the Arts, my sister, Mallory Dimmitt, Jordan and Kara Behar of BPA Architecture, poet Helen Wallace, philanthropist and business leader Lorna Taylor, city council members Darden Rice and Gina Driscoll, John Collins of the St. Pete Art Alliance, last but not least, my parents, Vivi and Lawrence Dimmitt.
So Liz, what's one piece of insight, book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
Well, really gratitude is what I focus on in times of stress or difficulty. And Brené Brown is really my guru of choice at the moment. Her focus on vulnerability and connection and having hard conversations are especially helpful to me and all that I'm doing.
Got some favorite quotes?
Yeah, so both Brené Brown quotes, I'll do my best to read them. Vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when you have no control over the outcome. Vulnerability is not weakness. It's our greatest measure of courage. And then authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let our true selves be seen.
So what's one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
To have a pandemic plan. 3 years ago, this would not have been something that I ever thought of having. I mean, 6 months ago, I didn't know to have one. But for Fairgrounds and Dimmitt Chevrolet, my main priority is to keep our staff and customers safe. And that means being prepared and pivoting and staying on top of what's happening. And now really paying attention to their health and how we keep safe.
What's next?
Opening Fairgrounds to the public in early 2021 and inviting everyone to explore this wonderful artist-made world we're creating. And really, you know, creating a space like this has been a dream of mine for years. And so I'm so excited to bring it to St. Pete very soon.
Liz, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.